But we thank you on this day. Lord God, we honor you and we give you great homage on today. And Father, we ask, oh God, that every caller, oh God, be blessed by your word on today, for your word is already blessed, oh God. And Father, we ask that you go into their households, oh God, and you touch the heart of man. And Father, for whatever it is they need, oh God, that you be the source, oh God, and that everything that you provide, oh God, that it be made whole in them, oh God. And Father, we just thank you, oh God. We lift you up today, oh God, and we ask that you govern your people, oh God, according to your riches and your glory. This in all things we ask. In Jesus' name. Beloved, we thank you for calling in to interceding in what we do. And as services are already underway, we ask that you stay tuned for the word of God as we break the bread of life coming from Psalms 126, and that God will continue to be with you. Amen. 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 Things that are going on in your life right now. Don't stop it, D. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Hallelujah. 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 There is some work that is going on right now in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is coming into this place to change your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody just want to reach up and snatch that down, amen? Because I can almost see that blessing hanging right over your heads, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Prophet King, amen? Truly, that was a blessing to me. Amen? Truly, that was a blessing to me for someone to have that pastor at heart when they hear a song of worship. Amen? Bible says that we are to die daily. Amen? And with that being said, we need God to do a work in us. Amen? I take that personal. We die daily. Somebody say daily. Hallelujah. Every day that you wake up, you are a new creature. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us, oh God, to open our eyes. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we did not receive the phone call to say that our family circle was interrupted. But now, God, we ask that you allow us to just worship you on this day, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you allow preaching to be made easy, oh God. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you allow teaching to rule into the hearts of man. Father, we know that your word is already blessed, oh God. Father, we ask that you go out into the hedges and the highways, oh God, and touch those that are in need. And Father, we ask that those that desire to be in your house, oh God, that could not make it, oh God, just send a ministering angel by, oh God. Camp around them, oh God, and camp around their bedsides, Father. Father, for we know that you are able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly, for your word says, above all that we can imagine. This in all things we ask, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we all say amen, amen. I need your glory, I want your glory, less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. I need your glory. Come on, church. I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Oh, I need your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Oh, I need your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. I need your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Hallelujah. I need your glory. Show me your glory. Oh, yes. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David said that when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, and that we were like those who dreamed, then the mouth was filled and the laughter and their tongues and with singing. Then they said amongst the nations that the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, and we are glad. Show me your glory. I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Hallelujah. I need your glory. Show me your glory. Less of me and more of you is what Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody ever just been in a situation where you just need God to just rain down some blessings on you? Come on, somebody. Anybody in this place that just actually woke up and just called this beautiful Tiffany and said, Lord, without you, I can't do anything. God, without you, I can't breathe. God, without you, I can't even move. But in you, I live, I breathe, I have my breath. Has anybody felt like that about God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give you like 10 seconds to just go ahead and get your praise on. Amen. Come on, let's praise him. Move all the blockades, take off all the weight. Whatever you went through before you got here, this is the time to celebrate. Cast all cares unto God, amen. This is the time to tell God what you need. Amen. Don't you worry about your neighbor. Don't you worry about your neighbor. You came to get your praise up. I need you to get your breakthrough. You came into this place to celebrate your life, amen? Hallelujah. God has been so good to you, even in your bad time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God of Zion, amen? Hallelujah. Where's the praise team? Just where you are, I need you to sing that. And around, and around. Come on, start from the beginning. I need some praise up in this place. I feel that the angels are rejoicing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I came to get all of what God has for me. What sense did it make that you took the time to brush your teeth and comb your hair or wash your face to come into the presence of God and sit down on God? But see, I'm not talking to nobody in this place. Amen. RPG. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Giving honor to the Spirit of Christ, amen, and to God who is evident in our lives, amen. Amen. Giving honor to the priest in my home, amen. God bless you, prophet and prophetess, in her absence, to our deacon board, amen, to our ministerial staff, to our laymen, amen, to the children, and to our visitors. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen. You all right, son? All right. I see. Amen. Don't let me get crunk over here, amen. I'm about to get turned up for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless you. Yeah, Brother Brendan, I'm with you, boo. We are rejoicing. Amen. I feel you. Anybody in here feel the presence of God? I'm talking like a weight just been lifted. You don't even know what problems you really had. Now that you're in his presence, it don't even matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for my family today. Welcome back, Amaya. Amen. 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 God bless you, Brother Tyrant. Amen. And Sister Antoinette, God bless you. Amen. Thank you for coming in and sending a prayer with us and the Lord. Amen. Amen. As scripture was read to you, amen, and earlier, our main scripture was Psalms 126:3. The Lord has done great things for us, and wherefore we are glad. Anybody glad about it? Anybody glad about it? I need to turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I just can't keep still. Anybody? I feel like running. I don't know about you. Amen. Now, when David succeeded in getting this Ark of the Covenant, this is what was happening in this time. When David was succeeding in getting the Ark of the Covenant and returned it to Israel, he was so excited and he was happy about it. Amen. Scripture says he even stripped down to the loins of his coat and stood out in the street and danced for Jesus. Anybody with me? I mean, a lot of us ain't got this Tyra Banks body, but can you just imagine a whole bunch of us out there just jumping for joy just because Jesus is Jesus all by himself? Amen? The mere fact that you woke up should have a praise in your belly. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, there's a mystery of those on the outside of our faith. Whether we enjoy the best of our health or whether we are lying on our sick bed, Christians have the right to always be joyful. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got that right. You ever have somebody wake up and say, why are you so happy? Time I turn around, you up before the sun, before the rooster croak. Thank God we do it before the rooster croak, amen. I remember about that rooster croaking three times with Peter. Amen. But thank God that when we woke up, we had joy on our heart. Amen. So irregardless of our situation, we can't speak life today. Irregardless of what we're going through, we still have joy. Amen. I just can't keep still. Gladness, however, appears to come from the outside. It is the cousin of joy, but usually associated in conditions and or circumstances to those that may have an outcome of being favorable. Amen. Let me give you an example. I'm glad that we made it to church, but then I got joy that when you got here, regardless of your circumstances, you came to praise God. Is there a difference? There is a difference. I'm glad that you're here, but now that you're here, I got great joy because you're praising God. And my some people are so weighted down and so heavy because of circumstances, they don't even want to open their mouth and bless the Lord. Come on, somebody. I ain't talking to nobody in this place, right? Amen? Plane crashes or car wrecks and the loved ones are injured, amen, and Christians will remain joyful in the Lord. What's these strange people? People have lost their lives, they're hurt, they're injured, and you mean to tell me they got great joy? I don't want somebody on my bedside crying for me. I need you on my bedside praising the Lord for me, lifting me up, elevating me into a place that I can't open my mouth and speak for myself. Come on. Amen? Now, during this time of praising and thanksgiving, there are both joy and gladness. Those who know the Lord rejoice in his goodness, and at the same time, they are glad for the great blessings he has demonstrated. I got health. I got life. I have strength. I have family. I have a roof over my head. I have clothes on my back. I have the ability to have food on my table. Come on, somebody. Don't let me be up here by myself. If I got to preach to myself, I turn around. Amen? These are things that we have joy for. These are things that we are glad about. Amen? David had a significant reason in this scripture to be glad. His life was filled of outward signs of God's blessings at hand, but from his rise and his reign as king, he was merely a shepherd boy to the power command of this army of Israel. You mean this little old kid that prayed out in the wilderness and out in the fields with these sheep and fighting the wolves and bears. He had great purpose. He had great power. If God has shown you favor, come on, somebody. Even the Bible says the world looks at us and say, favor, that favor isn't favor. Oh, come on. So what is happening now is they are telling us right here that even when David was going through, he was happy about it because it was that little shepherd boy that went back and got the ark of Israel where so many others had failed. Boy, if I can do something to put a smile on God's face and allow Christ to sit down and shake my hand, do you know the type of holy dance I would do? Just to be in his presence. Not that he will come here and supply me with all of my needs or my cares, but because I'm in his presence tells me I have eternal life. Yes. Yeah. So if I'm in his presence, I need you to get this. Repeat after me. If I'm in his presence, I have eternal life. That's a praise right there. That was a breakthrough. Eternal life, not because of what we did, but because who God is to us, just to be in my presence, glory. David lifted up God in praise and his blessings, and he urged the nation to praise God because his actions towards them made him glad. Hallelujah. Scripture says that he inherited the praises of his, amen. David wrote most of the Psalms, amen, and in his praise of God, he used three words to express the word glad. Each of these definitions give a clue as the natural or the gladness of how it was expressed and as he understood it. He blessed the Lord. He worshiped the Lord. Praised the Lord. Anybody blessing the Lord for his unmerited favor on your life? Amen. Anybody worshiping the Lord because he inherits? Amen. Anybody praising him because he's God all by himself? Come on, church, don't leave me by myself. Amen. All of these things David understood. Amen. Now, here it is when your blessings can overwhelm you. You mean tell me I can have so many blessings? Yeah, you can get overwhelmed because Your mind is not like God's mind. Amen? Your ways are not like God's ways. And so a lot of good things can overtake you, and then you can become consumed with these good things, and then they become gluttony. Uh-oh. Now I'm faced with sin. But now watch this. There are times when we are overwhelmed at the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. This often happens when we achieve long sorts or we achieve things that we go after, such as goals or accomplishments in our life. And as or if we're receiving blessings that we deserve but felt unworthy to receive. Amen? See, I got overjoyed at the time that I was able to reach out to my siblings and pull them in and let them know that we have family. I was overwhelmed with that. I was so excited as to when they come in my presence, what would I say? But that was a blessing. Because God told me that whatever the enemy had destroyed or whatever the canker ones had eaten up, he will restore. Amen? Somebody say restore. Amen. That's what we're looking for today, restoration. Hallelujah. When David succeeded in getting this Ark of the Covenant and returning it to Israel, he was leaping. He was shouting. He was doing this great thing. It's almost like to say, when you made up in your mind that you're going to go and serve the Lord, there should be a joy in your heart. There should be a release into the atmosphere. Amen? Here it is that he's in the streets and he's jumping, he's shouting because he has joy. Now, that's the way we should feel when God really blesses us. We should have a shout. When the Lord blesses us financially in a way that we did not expect it to happen, we should have a shout. When this wayward son and daughter started to coming back, amen, into the fold, we should have a shout. Come on, somebody. When we have unsaved family that are coming into the Lord, we should have a shout. Glory to God. As Jesus came into Jerusalem, his disciples wanted to hush up the crowd, but Jesus said, if these hold their peace, then the rocks will cry out for them. Anybody let the rock cry out in your place? Huh? So even Jesus said, don't hush the crowd. Because if you keep a muggle on them, the rocks are going to have to stand in their place. I don't need no rocks within my mansion. Help me, somebody. I don't need nobody to wrap my white robe around a bundle of rocks. I need to put on my robe because I got work to do. When I get to heaven, I plan on praising God all the rest of my life. Somebody say, you might get tired of that. No, you will never get tired because that's what you were created to do. There is no tiring. There's no operation. There's no more sickness. There is no more death. There is no more pain. There are no more confusion. There is no more husband and wife. There is no more. We are all just there to create ourselves in praise and worship unto the Lord. Now, you feel like letting a bill of rocks cry out for you, that's your business. But you've been warned today, man. Tell your neighbor, I've been warned. Amen. Serve high. When we reflect on these roads into each way that we travel, and we see difficulties and we see frustrations, amen, but we also see victory. So even though I'm going through what I'm going through in my body, and even though I've lost so much along the way, you mean to tell me I'm still victorious? Absolutely. As long as you got the Lord on your side, you have more than enough. The Bible tells me that if I am for you, it's more than the whole world that stands. Now, our journey that has been one that was filled with struggle and deception and mistrust and misabuse and all these difficulties, whether it has been an ethical struggle as people of color, amen, we've experienced some backslash of our other brothers, amen? Or whether it has been individuals striving to overcome our own personal fights for life, amen, threatening situations. And we have also had this reason to celebrate God because God has helped us be survivors in our overcoming our difficulties and all of our situations. For his word said that he'll never leave you nor. Sound like I have a few theologians in here today. Amen? I mean, you've been involved in your word. I need you to let him make love to you. Amen? God has helped us to survive our difficulties and even to escape our death itself. So when the devil said that I couldn't live, God said, you can do all of what you want to, but you can't take a life. I always look at my life like Job, that I've had so much. And all these things really don't matter when it comes down to eternal life. That I feel as if, because see, you never know, we're not perfect, but I feel as if I'm in a good place with God. And if I'm out of line, I want God to just go ahead and help me out. But what I'm speaking on today is that even though Job was a faithful individual and he was good in his giving and he was faithful to his wife, he was one man, woman, amen? He was good to his children. He had all this type of wealth. He was even good to the handmaidens. It didn't even matter. God said, there's one that I know you can't make curse me. I know you can't. Even the devil was big enough to stand up and God said, I can make him curse you. I can do that. I found myself, was it yesterday or a couple of days ago? I said, Lord, really? Am I supposed to bear this pain for the rest of my life? Are you serious? Boo-boo. Holy Spirit slapped me right in the back of my throat. Father, I repent. Please forgive me for speaking to you in such a way. If I'm not mistaken, I think Deke was on the other side of me laying down. I don't know if he hurt me or not. But quickly, I had to tell God, I'm sorry. You have been in a situation where the devil has come in and thrown all kind of hell to you. But God has allowed you to experience these things, not so that you can be burdened down or struggled down or cast down, but that you can be lifted up, that you can be encouraged, that you can have strength beyond strength, imagination beyond imagination. Bad things don't happen to you just because you are a bad person. Bad things that happen to you because you are a good person and there is something in you that God has seen and he told the devil, you can throw it that way, but you can't have their life. God, I thank you for living today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for favoring the doctors. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be blessing the Lord right now. Amen. Hallelujah. He brought you this far. Glory to God. When failure was around us, God's constant encouragement pushed us to run and see where the end is going to be. Anybody feel like that today? I just feel like I want to press on. I can hear the old folks home coming. I can just press on. Believe I run on. See what the end's gonna be. Amen? Anybody felt like that? Have you ever felt like, you know what, it's over? I just realized that this illness has overtaken me and I just can't go no further. I get it. It is what it is. And Lord God, when you decide to take me home, please have a merited favor on me. While we woo, pity party, break out the violin. Anybody felt like that? I felt like that, Mother. But because of his grace and his mercy, it endures for. Because of that, he allowed us to live. Amen? I need you to turn to your neighbor and say, come on. I still got joy. My God. that we celebrate because we know that God will never forsake us or leave us alone. Amen. We celebrate because God has shown us his great faithfulness. And no wonder the songwriter says, great is your mercy towards me. Amen. They're not talking because this is what Scripture is saying. They're talking because they are giving a testimony. Great is your grace. God has done something in your life that you should always have a praise in your belly. Talking about joy today. I'm still on this. I can't keep still. Amen. David was just so excited about what he had done in God that he just, I just feel like just, I feel like Holyfield up in the corner. Somebody need to bring me out. Amen. I don't think the devil stands a chance this morning. That's how you ought to feel about God. He don't stand a chance. Whatever assignment he had for my life, it's all over and cast out. I'm talking about the praise saints. Does that it feel like that? If you don't, I need you to get like that. Say, self, I need that. I need joy. Unfavorable joy. Amen. Talk to yourself like that. Amen. We have to encourage ourselves sometimes when there's nobody else around. When they say, who are you talking to? Me? Something wrong about that picture. I ain't nothing wrong about it, because if you ain't going to encourage me, I'm going to encourage myself. Come on, somebody. I don't have to talk to him. He needs to lay hands on himself and talk to God. Amen? Don't be waking me up 3 o'clock in the morning talking about you need prayer. I need sleep. Christ has already made the way that you don't need to go to the priest about your problems. You just need to be able to talk to God about your problems. Come on, somebody. Don't be throwing me in your way to keep you from God. You better fall down and submit. Come on, come on, come on. David said, I didn't need everybody else to tell me how to strategically get this part. I just needed to talk to God, and God was able to show me the way. And because of that, I'm going to shout. He wasn't worried about his neighbors. As I move, somebody might move away from me. Let me tell you something. When you are extinct from this earth, you are not always remembered. You know what? Something that you post on Facebook has said that for that moment that you're quickly forgotten when you pass away. Huh? You're quickly forgotten. Not that nobody remembers you, but nobody has a care for you because you're no longer here. So don't you be concerned with your neighbors looking at you all afflicted and funky. Come on. We're going to keep it real today. Hallelujah. No, I want to share this with you. I just feel this. I just can't keep still. Amen? The word of rejoice is used in the text to identify from the word joy, which is used in this same verse. But now the prefix is usually meaning that something or someone is about to do something again. Amen? If I'm not mistaken, was it rejoice that was back in the first Thessalonians? Who read that chapter today? First Thessalonians. Amen. Did you read about rejoice? Can you remember it? Amen. Amen. And what was our New Testament? That was New Testament. What was our Old Testament? Did you read about rejoice? Yes. Okay, now follow me now. To have rejoice meaning that we are going to do something over again. Amen? Come on, come on, come on. To repeat is to do the same thing over again. Re means to start over again. Amen? I am going to do this too. To remake is to take the same elements, shuffle them together, and do it again. To recite is to give an oral account of something again. To remember is to call and to restore this information of the current situation. To re-enter is to enter again. And to re-anything means that we are going to do it all over again one more time. Round and round we go. Amen. And around and around. And every time I lay down, in the midnight hour, God will turn over and over and over and over. Come on, come on, come on. He's just going to keep doing it over again and over again. I keep getting blessed and blessed. And you mean to tell me, you going to tell me I can't shout? I can't dance or rejoice in the Lord? You just keep on throwing these blessings, overwhelming me with blessings. And you look and frown and look down your nose at me. Say, people don't have to act like that. I heard this praise team say, you don't know my story. So if my dancing look a little funny to you, you ain't been where I've been. Amen? See, but I want you to get this. I don't want to go back and pick up your problems. Because, see, now that I know what my problems are, and now I know how to overtake my problems, I want to stick with my problems because my problem solver is Jesus. I need you to get that mathematical equation. My problems that I have are my problems, and I don't want yours. That equals me to stay with my problem solver, and my problem solver is if I can just speak to my situation, if I can just speak to my mountain and it be moved. I came to encourage your heart that whatever your problem is, if you can just speak to Jesus, it'll be moved. Whatever is in your heart, whatever your desire is, whatever you want from God, whatever you need from God, it can be done. Scripture says, above all that we can imagine. Exceedingly and abundantly. Amen? I always tell Deacon Hall, right, bro, I need you to pray for me. Things don't feel right. I call for Zarin to pray for me. And just every time I turn around and the phone rings, it's a doctor about this, it's a doctor about that. Anybody know about this but God? Sometimes even when you can't pray for yourself, you need to call on someone you know going to be faithful to the cause. Amen? Don't tell me anything else. I need you to pray for me. When I start praying for you, you shut me down. Well, I'm going to call you right back. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when Habakkuk saw that he would rejoice, it means that he would have the same amount of joy in the presence that he once had at some point in time. Habakkuk in 3:18 says that he said he will rejoice in the joy in the Lord. This is a theologian of rejoicing. It's an idea of celebrating as into praising, even in hard times, just as much as we do when we have good situations. You know, that's a difficult task. You know, I really don't feel like praising God because I'm going through some things. I really don't feel like blessing the Lord right now because my heart is heavy. But I dare you to try, God, that even in your worst situation, even in your downtime, even when things don't look good, I dare you to try Jesus. Joy, peace, long-suffering. That's a problem with the church. We don't want to go through nothing. We don't want to experience anything. But Mother, I'm reminded that God told me that if I just hold on to his unchanging hand, I just can't keep still. I just can't keep still. I don't know about y'all. I just can't keep still. Now, when I look at these texts, the difference between the two of these texts for Habakkuk and Psalms, it says that it is a reflection of the circumstances of the hope. And to rejoice in this text where Habakkuk takes into account that all of the troubles of Israel faces and uses, the word rejoice indicates that joy is in the midst of tough times. And with the same level of intensity of the faith that we've shown in better times, the latter phrase, I would judge the Lord of my salvation, speak to a present moment. No matter what I'm going through right now, I still have joy. Let me just let you all in. What the doctor said, I have renal failure, amen. Even at this point, they don't believe that dialysis will help me. I still got joy. Come on. Huh? But I'm glad about it. Because that presses me a little more to do the work of the Lord, amen? It presses me that I have a cause, amen? Come on, some of you have a cause in your life, but because circumstances have impressed you a little bit. I'm not ready to turn my life over to the Lord. I'll do it when I'm ready. You stay right there. Once you serve someone the word of God, that's your only requirement, because you can't allow them to be saved. You can only bring them to the salvation. You mean to tell me she don't want to lay hands on me? You got that right. And she's supposed to be a preacher, and I still am. Amen? Because somewhere down in your psyche, you got to make up in your mind that for God I live and for God I... Pastor can't do that for you. Prophet can't do that for you. The deacons can't do that for you. That's a personal relationship between you and... Hallelujah. What a word today. Rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen? We can rejoice when we remember how God has blessed us in the past and as he has brought us into our present. Amen? We can rejoice when what God has done and is still doing today. Now, if God has blessed us before, then he can bless us again and still we rejoice. If God has healed us before, we can be healed again and still we rejoice. And if God has lifted us up before and we can still be lifted up again, still we Bible said, if I be lifted up. Oh, I feel like Jeremiah this morning. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Heard a preacher tell me, he said, Pastor, you preach flat-footed. Yeah, I don't need the organ. I don't need the drummer. I don't need nobody. All I need is the word of God and the Holy Spirit to lift me up. Hallelujah. I need that when you come into the presence of God, there is something about the anointing that falls over you and just allow you to begin to bless the Lord. Not because of what he's done, but because of what he's already done. Fire! I just can't keep still, y'all. See this joy that I have? Somebody said the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. We ought to feel like that about ourselves. We ought to encourage ourselves. Women, you ought to feel good about yourself. You ought to encourage yourself. Do you know how beautiful you are? Anybody got a flower today? Anybody got a flower? Do you know how beautiful it is? How bright and vibrant it is? That's who you are in God. That's how God sees us. But the word says that when we have sin, it's just like old stinking, filthy rags. Anybody still though found the old dirty cloth behind the hemp and you picked it up like this because you wasn't sure what was on it? Or even if you picked it up at all? So can you imagine God sees you like that? I'd rather be like that flower, sweet fragrance. Amen. My God. I'm reminded, amen. In Numbers 23 and 19, it said, Balaam testified that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither is he the son of man that shall repent. He hath and shall not do it. So what are you saying, preacher? If God said he was going to perform it,
He's going to do it. If God said that he was going to save you, he's going to save you. If God said in you, you live, you breathe, you have your very being in me, that's what it is. But my uncle and my brother and them said, but even they are subject to God. For the word of God says that every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is. Wow. You mean to tell me that no matter what, I still have choice? Now, when they heard this, the people shouted like the king did in the verses. Even today, when we know that God does not lie and neither will his word return to him void, that gives us something to shout about. When his promises to never leave us alone and to guide us through every storm of life, that's when we have something to shout about. A lot of us really don't want to give God no praise. Because of Jesus, we should be shouting. I don't think as a mother that I can actually give up my only son. Even as a mother now, I remember going to the bus stop to fight for my daughter and my son. And I'm talking about we ready to go in. We at the bus stop ready, strapped and all. So to actually give my son a living sacrifice, I don't think I'll be able to do it. So can you imagine that God just handed over what was so precious to him just so that we can have eternal life? Not only did he allow him to go, but Christ was willing to go. He wasn't pushed. He wasn't coerced. He wasn't bamboozled. He said that I will go. Send me. Church, I need you to be like that. Say, I will go. Send me. You know what kind of attitude that is? You can push back your shoulders and pop up your chest. I'm here. Use me, Lord. You ain't, I guess I, you know, okay, well, if I'm feeling better today, then, you know, I'll think about, here I am. Use me, Lord. With everything that you do for me, God, I still have joy. In all of my circumstances and all of the delivering you're doing in my life, I still got joy for you. Imagine being so happy and all hell is breaking loose around you. Something has lost you. People tell you that now, but you need to tell them it's because I'm in love with Jesus. Something about deliverance, someone taking care of you, someone holding you, someone providing shelter and protecting you. This is what God does to his people. Amen? And whenever the Lord has done something good for you, there's a whole lot of shouting going on. It is. Anybody ever want any money? You know, oh, take it, I got the money. Oh, God, they increased my money. My wages are up there. I'm making good money. Now, God, I thank you. Oh. Come on. Whenever something good happens to us, we rejoice in the more. But I need you to have that same type of faith and that same type of desire to shout, even when trouble comes your way. See, I'm teaching you how to encourage yourself today. Amen? Even when problems come your way, rejoice in the Lord, your God. I don't think I'm hitting nobody right now. Whenever we think about how he provides for us, when we think about how he delivers us, when we think about how he calls us, when we think about how he protects us, that should be a praise. Listen, tomorrow's not promised to you. Prophetess did a practice with us a few years back, and I want everybody to hold their breath. You ready? Ready, set, go. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it go. It wasn't promised to you. Wasn't promised to you. You could have had an air bubble in your heart. Could have killed over and died. It wasn't promised to you. Nothing is promised to you. I will go back to it. God doesn't need you. He desires you. He created you to praise him and to worship him. But he doesn't need you. Uh-oh. Now, you need to know that you are valuable. But if he's the God that controls all, why he need you? So why do you have the attitude that he needs me? And when I get there, I get there. When I desire to change my life, I'll change my life. But until then, isn't that beautiful? For someone else to tell us the truth about ourselves that God don't need us. He desires you. He created you to worship. He created you to praise him. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with. Amen. This is what he designed us to do, mother. Amen. But now we are shouting because of what he has done. But anybody ever curse him because he didn't do something? I've been praying about this for years and God still ain't delivered. You know what? I'm just done with that. That's when God gonna move. When you done with it. Because you can't do it. When you design yourself into the thinking that I'm going to cast all my cares onto God, that's when the things begin to happen in your life. Until then, you're going to stay in the same situation you're in, going over and over and over because you keep putting your hands in it. Prophet told me, Pastor, you just need to be still and get your hands out of that God. I'm like, okay. Oh. My God, let me tell you about this joy that I have, and then I'll soon take my seat. The type of joy that I have is the type of joy that I got a phone call from a neighbor that said that the police was coming over to my house, not the new house, the one that I just left. And I said, okay, no problem. They knocked on the door. And the police were saying, well, ma'am, there's a disturbing noise that's coming from this resident. And I said, I don't know about disturbing, but there's a noise coming from this resident. And I'm going to take you back on the night where my husband had a car accident on the track. But I knew it was God. I knew because I laid my hands on it and said, God, if it's not about you, then take it away. You pray for your husband to have an accident? Mm-mm. I prayed for God to remove the ailment that was the blockage in my life. So now every time he gets ready to go back to that blockage, that's between him and God. But now I prayed that this thing be removed because it was a blockage. I'm talking about this God that I serve. But as the police began to knock on my door and I told him that I was in my house shouting and praising God, he said, don't worry about it, man. Go ahead and get your praise on. But not only did I tell him about what was going on with my husband and that he still had left, I told him about this accident that my daughter had where her truck just flipped over and flipped over and flipped over and she still had left. Now, can you tell you about this God that I heard? I'm talking about this granddaughter where she was growing up and nobody knew what was wrong with her. Raging fevers and nobody understood what the problem was. But when I got there, she was all right. I'm talking about this God that I serve. I'm talking about this God that saved my son in 3 accidents. Not one, not two, but 3. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Every time man has written me off, God said, not yet. I still am, and I still got love. Because of your problem, because of your situation, you still have life because God still desires you. So Hey, God. Because I see a niece that was going down the street and around the corner. She's in here today. And she still has life. See, sometimes y'all don't know how to get your praise on. I remember telling Brother Bridget on just this morning, you ought to be thankful that praise is coming out of us. We're not getting their blessing. We got to know how to bless the Lord for somebody else. So regardless of what I was feeling, regardless of what I was going through, because I was in there praising God, because I was getting my praise on, man said, go ahead on, woman of God, and go ahead on and bless the Lord. Go and get your praise on. And he closed my door. I didn't even close the door. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord. Even in bad situations, rejoicing in the Lord. We allow our health to dictate who we are in God. I don't feel good today. You know what? I'm just not going to do it. You're going to get to the point where you're going to get pushed aside and pushed aside, sitting down. You don't do nothing for God. You don't work for God. You just a big rock, and the rock crying out for you. Oh! Sitting down on God is not the work of the Lord. Well, I'm just doing this because I don't feel good right now. It's not about how you feel. Because when we stand up in the Lord, like right now at this very moment, all of my problems are gone. Amen? Anybody ever felt this way? Huh? Anytime you begin to worship the Lord, anytime you begin to cry out for God, anytime you really just cast all your cares unto Him, all your problems seem like they just come to a halt. They don't go away. He just blessed you with a little more strength to endure. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Who will rejoice for me today? Hallelujah. I need you to stand to your feet. Just turn to your neighbor and say, I will rejoice. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I will rejoice. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I can't keep still. Turn to the other one and say, I can't keep still. Hallelujah. Come on and rejoice in the Lord. But see, I don't know about you, but you have a lot to be talking about, amen? You have a lot to be going on, amen, amen? Father God, that God was with you in your homes, amen? Every time I think about the mountains that we climbed and every valley that went our way, amen, you ought to be shouting in the Lord. He's been your lawyer in the courthouse. Head of both. My God. Lawyer in the courthouse. A doctor in the hospital. A head of both sick. My God. Anybody know about this bridge over troubled water? And he's still blessing you. I'm going to get your shot on. I ain't going to stand your way. Hallelujah. 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 There's something about the goodness of the Lord. And even now, where the devil is trying to take me out, let me tell you something. Even in that, I can smell the blood. I can taste it. But see, this joy that I have, this beautiful, majestic creature that I serve, this being that gives me power that exceeds everything, this one that delivers us through everything, this one that moves through storms, this one that regulates my very being, the one that allows me to live and breathe, the one that gives me strength and power. Still got joy. Saints, it's time for us compromising the things of God.
We've compromised too much. We've allowed the enemy to stand in between our destiny of what we have from God. Tell your neighbor that you're going to serve the devil notice that he got to get out of my way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. There's nothing like God. Amen. There is nothing like God. Amen. It's time for you while you're standing where you are. I don't want you to come up front just yet. But it's time for you to be restored, to be renewed, to be revived. It's time for you to rejoice, to rededicate, to allow yourself to be in the presence of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the storm and I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
I want to see how. great is our God.
Your life is going to be so bright, it's going to draw me.